Welcome to Awakening Spirituality and Business Today, inspiring you to succeed with all your heart and soul. Your hosts today are Daniel Gutierrez, international business consultant, motivational speaker, and best-selling author, and Johnny Hernandez, proven business executive, passionate life and business coach, and founder of Living with Purpose, whose mission is to inspire teams and individuals to achieve their personal and professional best. Together, they'll light the path to help you achieve your absolute best. Without further ado, let's turn it over to Daniel and Johnny for today's illuminating discussion.
Welcome back, folks, and thank you for joining us today. We're here with I'm here with my co-host Johnny Hernandez. I love the beginning of the music there where it says, "Together they will light the path." Maybe it's more like we trip over it.
Right. The only way we fight it is because we continue to fall back and forth over it.
Yeah, there's something to be said about being on your knees with your hands out going, "Here it is, here it is, here it is."
True.
All right, folks, welcome. Right. Today we're talking about leading and living under pressure and difficult times. Life is not what it used to be many years ago. We're going to talk a little bit about what do we do with the pressures. We want you to jump in. We really want you to call in. If you're hearing us live right now, call us at 347-677-1965. We'd love to hear what you do when you're stressed out. But, you know, experts tell us. I mean, if you think about life in general and all the things that possibly can happen in a day, it's no wonder that human beings find themselves out of depression and sadness because of what's going on around them. Experts tell us that we have 30,000 to 50,000 thoughts per day. Goodness gracious, just even reading that gets me tired. So, you know, we really got to think about being effective leaders is being able to effectively be able to deal with all of this pressure. You know, unfortunately, Johnny, you and I both know that the stats weigh against us as human beings that we're probably dealing with this with alcohol, drugs, shopping, eating, you name it. You know, we're dealing with it the best we know how. And I'm hoping that by the end of the show we'll have some ideas of what you can do. And, you know, sometimes, folks, it's not the most difficult things that really get you out of this space. So, Johnny, what's your take on all this? What do you do? You're under pressure. You got a lot going on. How do you stay balanced?
Well, I think that's the tough part. It's, you know, we've talked about this on previous shows, and I think, first of all, the assumption that I stay balanced would be an inaccurate assumption. I think it's daily. I mean, it's a daily effort. And you hear about people that they have a routine where every day they get up, right? They get up, they go work out. They get done working out, you know, they get their coffee, they eat their breakfast, they read their paper, they do all of those things. And regardless of what that routine is, it's such a high level of discipline. And I know that for me, when it talks about the most stressful times, I know for me personally where I need to go, you know, mentally in order to work through that. And I find myself, I naturally have a tendency to drink from a fire hose. You know, I tend to live in a state of perpetual motion where it's nonstop. From the moment I get up to the moment I go to sleep, I tend to go pretty hard. And depending, you know, on what's going on, you know, right now opening up another new business. And I mean, that just adds more craziness to it. But when you say, how do you get through the stress? For me, as an individual, mine is the way I start my day. I get up every morning, and the very first thing I do is I go to church. I go to church, and I make time for God, and I say my prayers. When I don't do that, and I think this is most people, so, you know, fill in the blank. For me, it's going to church. For someone else, it may be having my coffee. For some people, it may be working out. It's just a myriad of things. When you skip those steps, the rest of your day subconsciously is filled with guilt because you didn't do that, right? Today I'm going to eat better, right? And I have to do those types of things. And when I don't, I'm not at my best. I don't cope as well with stress. I tend to find if I'm going to cheat on, you know, on my health habits, that's when I'll do it. It literally consumes me. But Daniel, these are the things that we naturally skip. So whether it's
yes.
the extreme of opening a new business, or whether it's getting through the daily minutiae and the boss comes to you and says, hey, listen, can you do this for me? Yeah, I can do it for you, right? Yes, men, yes, women. Yeah, I can do it for you. I can have it for you by 3 o'clock. Now, what you don't say is I'll skip my lunch, I'll skip my break, and I won't take my afternoon workout, right? But you'll do it. And then at the end of the day, you've given the boss what he needs, and what you've done has been at the expense of you, and then hence there the stress sets in, and so it goes and so it goes. So much of this is about discipline and the lack of it that we have in our society today, which it's just this perpetual state of chaos we live in. It's not even controlled chaos, and that's what makes it so darn challenging.
Yeah, there's just so much being thrown at us daily, and I don't care if you're an entrepreneur or a C-suite level executive at a big company. There's just a lot coming at us all the time, and I think you hit on something. I think it's very important. Typically, when we get under stress, typically when we feel the weight of the world, we eat worse. We start eating hamburgers, whatever is the fastest, or we go to whatever ism that we need to subdue the stress. We quit working out. We quit talking to our children. We quit relating with our loved ones. And then we wonder why we're in a mess. We wonder why all
That's
of
right.
a sudden the pressures of work and the boss, and then throw in there that the boss comes in unexpectedly, or they show up in a bad mood. You know, then
That's
it's
right.
like double whammy. So I think you're absolutely right, is that I find that I just went through a 5 days of really not connecting to anything, including myself. It was not a fun time. And the interesting thing is I look back, Johnny, the thing that I cut out was the thing that gives me the greatest joy, and that's walking in the park. I absolutely did not walk those 5 days. And being in the park outside, hearing the birds, looking at the ducks, looking at the, you know, at the cranes, and just enjoying and having the sun hit my face, it's part of my routine every day, you know, as is meditation and reading through devotionals to kind of start my day. But you're absolutely right. If I, for some crazy reason, decide that that's not important to me that day, it is usually the beginning of a downhill spiral that I create myself. Now, I'm not saying for those of you out there that experience depression or sadness that that's not really that that's all about what we do. I mean, I get that for some people this is very clinical and it's very chemical, you know, in nature. Well, I think we're talking about here is those folks who kind of self-induce this pressure that doesn't have to be there because they quit doing what's working for them. Kind of like the person that goes to the gym beginning of the year, they lose 20 pounds, they quit, and they wonder by the end of the year they're 40 pounds heavier. You know, they
right.
stop doing what works.
And they're miserable. And they're miserable.
And they're
what's
miserable.
Worse yet, and they'd have been happier if they'd have never lost the 20 to begin with to show that they can do it, because now they feel like they failed twice over.
Yep. Yeah, it's a double whammy.
You know, Daniel, something was, you and I talked this morning, and it was interesting because I think a lot of times I was sharing this with I was meeting with my PR firm this afternoon, right before our show here, and we were having a conversation just about people in life. And it's interesting because you and I are blessed to be able to talk to people, you know, senior leaders, executives, motivators, inspirational type persona
right.
from all over the world. And it's crazy because how people have this perception that they've got it all together, right? They're a pro athlete. They got it all together. How could Robin Williams take his own life? He had everything, right? This is all about how you define everything. And, you know, it baffles me when I hear people say, oh, my gosh, if I was only rich, that would solve everything. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe you would even make a statement like that, because what I can assure you what I do is, you know, in many cases, unless you have a highly disciplined, rigorous approach to life, giving back more money, and I've always found creates more chaos and, quite frankly, it's synonymous with more unhappiness. You know, it's just this whole competition for things. And I'm not saying everyone, right? So don't jump to conclusions here, because there's a lot of people who make a lot of money who are very gracious and gratuitous and very giving. But what we're referring to is, you know, even the conversation you and I were having, and we all have tough days.
Oh, yeah.
And I know, right, I've told you before, one of my safe places is when I'm having a tough day is I pick up the phone and I call Daniel. I have a conversation with Daniel. or I can speak to my, you know, to I can have a conversation with my, you know, awesome wife, Doreen. But there's a place I go to help get me through it. And one of the things you said this morning I thought was interesting, when you said you were talking about managing stress, and it was a completely unrelated conversation to this show, but it fits just perfect. It's like sometimes you wake up, and when you're in that space, you have to tell yourself, I'm in this space, and you know what? That's okay. That's okay that I'm here today, because as long as I just show up and I do the best I can, tomorrow I can start taking over the world again, but today I'm just going to be okay. And I thought that was really interesting the way you put that in our conversation.
Yeah, you know what? You just said something I thought was really important out there, and I have a stat behind it. And I don't know the exact number, but it's over 70% of Americans never take a vacation. 70%. That's a huge number.
Unbelievable.
You know, and I think that goes back to what you were saying about, you know, if we're going to do things, I mean, we just – I don't know where the number's at because I haven't looked at it lately, but we're way up there when it comes to stressed out countries. It's not like Switzerland and Denmark and all these other countries that really buy into, you know, this idea that life is what we make it, you know, and we're in such a capitalist environment that we absolutely one of the unhealthiest people on the earth. And then on top of that, we're one of the most stressed out. You know, 83% of the people in the U.S. are stressed out at work. So it goes back to, what do we do? You know, what is it that we can do? Maybe not to, you know, once you're in that space of being stressed or sad or depressed, you're in it. And getting out is not that easy. We talked about that this morning. It's not that easy. And, you know, I'm not a proponent of going to the doctor and popping a pill, but sometimes you got to do what you got to do. So what do we do to head this off? And that's take a vacation, folks. Go fishing. Take a sick day. My goodness, most people have sick days built up that they can never, ever, you know, I don't know what company it was. Somebody recently, I was talking to someone that said that their company makes them take their sick days. And it's not about – they don't have to do that. I mean, they do it because they want people taking the day off. So I think one of the things that we can do is taking time off for yourself. Now, for those workaholics out there that seem to feel that that's not for them, a half a day is better than none. You know, a half a day of strolling through wherever makes you happy. I know you, Johnny, you like Venice, you know, going through and just being and enjoying the weather and the people and just being is something that excites you. Just like me, I realize today that I have a connection to nature and I have to be outside. You know, and I work in an environment where I could lock myself up inside for a week before I realize I haven't been out, which goes back to a comment you made earlier about we need to be consistent about whatever it is that we do to stay balanced. Now, folks, why are we talking about this? At the end of the day, if you are in this space and you are experiencing pressure, if you're experiencing burnout, if you're experiencing sadness or depression – then your performance is suffering, and because you're probably medicating somehow, and then your family's suffering, and then ultimately, as we read on one of the other shows, as Steve Jobs says, is the most expensive bed in the world is the sick bed, because nobody can be sick for you. And then once we head down that road, it's when people start to realize, what have I done with my entire life? So, you know, we're not trying to paint a picture of some Pollyanna world that we don't have to work and there's no stress. It's just about dealing with it so that when things do go wrong, you have something that you've already been doing for so long that it's natural for you to push through. That you go walk anyway. I didn't do that. I quit. I stopped for 5 days because I just didn't feel like it. Well, that's when I should have got out, even if I didn't feel like it. What do you do, Johnny?
Well, I think that something you, as you were going through that, it's important for people to understand. I want to qualify what I do before, because it depends which state of mind I'm in. So whether you're a homemaker, man or woman, whether you're a homemaker, whether you're an executive, whether you work at Starbucks, whether I don't care where you work, we all experience stress.
Yep.
Now, let's be very clear about the difference between stress, having just a crazy day, walking away like it never happened, just roll right with it, versus anxiety versus depression. Okay, so anxiety is that feeling that we get when, oh my gosh, someone please do something, I can't take this, I'm losing my mind. It's like what I call it's the state of, it could lead to suicidal, you know, thoughts and tendencies, because you think that no matter what you, there's nothing that you can do to get yourself off of this, and you can always tell, because it's just an overwhelming sense of fear that I have no control of my life, it's wheels off, no matter what I do, I can't get it right. It's just, it's the most horrible feeling in the world, versus the depression, which is, I don't want to get off the couch. I feel, you know, I want to sleep half the day, and I just can't get myself moving. So we talk about stress. A big part of it is you got to, you know, be able to, whether it's self-assess, whether it's get professional help, whatever the case may be, is finding out where you are and why you're there. And you have to have an outlet. So I have a CEO that I work with, and he and I were talking, who recently he started really getting into CrossFit. And he's pretty good, you know, pretty good shape guy already, but he needed an outlet. He owns his own company. He's very successful. He's very busy all the time. But all of that stuff stays bottled up inside. And so his outlet was CrossFit. And so he can get out, he can burn up some of those energies, get out your yayas, all that other stuff, the negative mojo. And that's how, and when he does that, he feels better. When he doesn't, it goes back to what I said before, you feel some of that anxiety. And so whatever state that it is that you find yourself in, the other thing you have to do is you got to figure out what's driving it. So I am fascinated about watching these TV commercials about, you know, alcoholism is an addiction. It's easy. It's a state of mind, right? Wrong, right? I mean, that's the most polite
right.
That's the most polite way I can say it on the radio show, right? And what a lot of people don't realize is that things like alcohol and drugs, those are a symptom. That's not the problem. And in many cases, why do you think alcoholism, it is socially accepted, but why do you think it's, you know, the number one addictive, you know, addiction of choice in the United States? It's not because everyone likes the taste of Miller Lite. It's because that's how they're getting through the anxiety, the depression, the stress. Right, that's the root cause. What they're doing is they're self-medicating. So whether you say I'm going to a medical doctor and I'm getting lorazepam or whatever it is, or whether I'm going to my herbalist and getting holy basil, smoking weed, whatever it is, or if you're in California or Colorado, I should qualify, or if it's a state of mind where you're treating with alcohol, all of those things are similar. Because what you're trying to do is you're trying to deal with the anxiety and the emotional stress that you're going through. It can be as extreme as hardcore depression, or it can be just like, oh my gosh, my job's killing me, and I don't have that balance. And that piece begins to come, and I'm not good at it, and I've got to get great at it. I'm a work in progress, but yoga, meditation. I just read, seen something that was on the Today Show this week. It said that AFib, I pay close attention to anything when they talk about AFib, you know, which is the heart palpitation type issues that so many people in the country, I pay attention because my mother has it. And it said that there is now actually proven studies, which just won't surprise anyone, that yoga has a direct correlation with the reduction in AFib symptoms. And so things like yoga, meditation, anything that you work really hard at, and by the way, working hard at it isn't like taking a pill. It takes practice, discipline, and over and over and over before you can actually really receive the benefits of it. But things that are exercises of the mind and the physical body are always just so good for us, because the endorphins and all the physiological things that it does for us mentally, it helps get us to a better space. And so I'm at my best when I work out. I'm at my best when I can go and spend time, you know, alone with God in the morning and pray. You know, I'm at my best when I can actually put work away. So when you say go for a walk, let's define going for a walk. That means not taking your cell phone, turning your cell phone off, or
right,
if you have the discipline, not looking at your cell phone if it goes with you, not talking about work, all of those things. So when you go and talk about nature, Daniel, you sent me a note here yesterday. we're exchanging text messages, you say, give me a call. I'm going out for my walk. I intentionally said, actually, no, I'm not going to call Daniel because he's on his walk. That's his time of serenity and peace. And the last thing he needs me is calling and talking in his ear. But it's really having that discipline to be able to define that and say, rather than the tail wag the dog, what are those things I'm going to do and take control of my life and try to do differently and allow myself some space? So when I miss it 3 out of the 7 days, the first week, I'm going to say, that's okay. I'm going to forgive myself. And next week, we're just going to keep working at it till we get better and better.
I think you have to look at it that way. If you become the source of the stress, then you're missing the point. You know, I think people do. That's the reason why they don't keep up with something, Johnny, is they, I missed 2 days and now I'm doomed. And so they don't ever start back up again. It's like, well, I missed 2 days. I'm human. Let me start up again. We all know what the results are. We all know what it's going to feel like when we do it. It's whether or not we'll actually take the time to do it. And you're right. You know, today when I was walking, I decided not to take anything, not even my headphones, you know, because I typically have meditational music on while I'm walking. I thought, you know what? I want to listen to the birds. I want to listen to nature. I want to listen to whatever is there for me to listen to rather than, medicating my ears with music, you know. And there's a different serenity of walking when you're being present to nature. You're being present to what's there. So whatever it is that you do, I mean, everybody has something different that they do. I do want to encourage you think twice about, and of course I'm saying this on St. Patty's Day, I think I was listening to the radio, the fourth largest drinking day holiday. So, you know, they were saying, hey, be careful, DUIs, all that stuff. Fine, I'm not a party pooper. If you want to party, party. I'm talking more about your daily life. If you can find a way to use working out, eating better, taking a walk, CrossFit, as you were saying, whatever it is that you do, going to church in the morning, whatever it is that you do, if you can do those things, the problem with some of the things you were talking about, Johnny, the alcohol, the food, all those different addictions or ways of medicating ourselves, it creates an even stronger sense of guilt than we had when we started. Because now we're dealing with the fact that not only are we dealing with sadness or depression, we're dealing with the fact that we're using something to do it, right? You know, and so it just becomes a runaway train. So I want to encourage everyone, to look for those things that work for you. Everyone's different. Maybe it's painting. I mean, one of the other things I love to do, I'm not great at it, but I love doing it, is I love playing my guitars. I love to play, what I call, of course it says in the Bible that make a joyful noise unto the Lord. It's exactly what it is, noise. But I enjoy
doing it. I didn't mention anything there.
And it is exactly that. I remember once being young, my son was young. He was really, really young. I bet he was 4 or somewhere around. Anyway, I was in the living room practicing my guitar, and the door was open, and he was in his room watching cartoons or whatever he was doing. And he comes out, and he looks at me, and he goes, "That sounds horrible," and he walks back inside and shuts the door. And
that's awesome.
Wow, you little...
But think about that a second, right? So there's different types of things. So this is, we tend to, as a society, to polarize things, right? And I say this, let's just say Johnny tends to, right? So if I'm going to do something, I mean, I'm like going to do it all the way, right? So, I'm the kind of guy that if I want to learn to skydive someday, I'd want to own an airplane so I can go and skydive anytime I want. That kind of stupid thoughts, right? Which I would never. I mean, that's just crazy. It's a poor example, but there's other examples. So take the easy things in life. Take your to-do list. Take something really small on that to-do list and get it done. So I've been meaning to go out and clean the cupboards in my garage, and it sat on your to-do list for 3 months. And say, you know what? Today, I'm going to go do that. Among everything else, I'm going to take an afternoon, I'm just going to go do that. Today, I'm going to put put new tires on my vehicle. I need to go get the oil changed. Because all of those things, whether we want to admit it or not, eat at us. It makes us, one, it adds more stress. And it adds stress in the form of, I feel like I'm letting myself down. I'm not getting my responsibilities done. I'm failing. In a very literal sense, that's what we process in our mind. The idiot light that's on the dash that shows check engine soon, change oil. It's things like that. If you go out and you knock a small thing like that out, email me, call me, text me, whatever, if I'm wrong. But there's a certain sense of accomplishment that makes you feel better about yourself. And stress, anxiousness, depression, all of those things are a reflection on how we feel about ourselves at any specific moment in time in our lives. And anything you can do to, one, remind yourself that you're a miracle. You're the most beautiful creation on the face of the earth, period. That's the way it is. And do those little things that make you feel good about who you are. That's what this is about. When you can do that stuff on a regular basis, little things. Then go and do it. You don't have to climb Mount Everest. Just go for a walk around the block with your dog, right? You'll feel better just about that, and pretty soon it becomes habit.
That's right, folks. Well, we're out of time. We, as always, enjoy being with you all. Happy St. Patty's Day. If you're going to go out and celebrate, please be responsible, and whatever you do, do not drink and drive. Have a beautiful St. Patrick's Day.
You've been listening to Awakening Spirituality in Business Today with Daniel Gutierrez and Johnny Hernandez. To provide feedback, listen to more episodes, or learn how Daniel and Johnny can help you in your business, visit their websites at livingwithpurpose.today or danielgutierrez.com. You can also call them directly at 1-805-764-1463. Thank you again for listening. The personal fulfillment and professional success you've been searching for is within your reach. Lead with your heart and live a life of purpose today.